People don't have time for this. They want to know what's the wildest story we've ever heard.
Well, here it is from Dee.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. It's Dee, loving the show. This one isn't about something smelly in a bag.
Oh.
back in the day, a customer of ours had brought her two little boys up to Dublin Zoo, and they had little knapsacks for snacks and whatever. One of the little boys went missing.
Oh.
So security found him, all was fine, she was relieved, into the car and home.
Yeah.
So the little boy was being very quiet, and next minute she went upstairs and discovered he had put one of the little baby penguins
from
the zoo into his knapsack, and he had put him in a cold bath upstairs. She had to ring the zoo, and they had to send somebody down to collect the little penguin. So now, there's one. Bye.
My God.
Isn't that the best story ever?
Somebody stole a penguin.
A little fella stole a little
penguin. How did a little fella steal a little penguin?
He put him in his school bag.
But how did he get into the...
Was a little fella. He probably squeezed in between the bars when they couldn't find him, when he was in with the penguins, and he went, oh, I have to go home now. I'll take you home with me.
Oh, my God. I'd love to bring a... Never bring a penguin home.
Never even pick up a penguin.
Don't pick up a penguin. Oh, I do like penguins.
To pick up a penguin, a lovely big penguin. When you pick up a penguin, there's so much more to enjoy. It's bigger, so delicious, chocolate flavour through and through.
Delicious.
When you feel a little peckish, what's bigger and best for you? A penguin.